Bethel's traditional chief died on Monday morning. Peter Jacob Sr. was known throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta for many things, but his activity as an elder may be his final legacy. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Even just weeks ago, Peter Jacob Sr. could be heard on his weekly call-in radio show, Yuk to Yuk. This was his trademark greeting.
Good morning, Dorsu.
Good morning, Banigok.
Good morning, Kinaun.
His voice carried across the airwaves of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and into Yupik homes in a region Jacobs was well known. He was born 88 years ago in a village now abandoned called Juchfaktulik. It's an area that's now uninhabited between the coast of Norton Sound and the tundra villages near the Kuskokwim River. Over his lifetime, Jacobs witnessed the morphing of the Yupik culture as Western ways and ideas took hold. Jacobs' eldest daughter, Grace Smith, says after he retired, her father made it his mission to pass on the old stories to new generations.
The way it used to be, he wanted that history passed on to the younger generation.
As an elder, Jacobs was often chosen by local leaders to greet national and international dignitaries when they visited Bethel. He led a local elders' council and was selected as the Orotsagagamut Native Council's traditional chief. That's the tribe for Bethel. Director John Gwen.
He was selected because of his wisdom. I've only been here a short time, but in that short time, I could see he put local input into the meetings, gave them direction, gave them advice, helped to keep the board members and myself on the straight and narrow and going in the right direction. And because he was local, he knew more about the local tribe here than anybody else.
Before his life in politics, Jacobs was a dog musher and a reindeer herder. He also fathered 9 children with his wife, Lucy Jacobs. He spent his last days in the Bethel Hospital, surrounded by family. His cause of death is listed as pneumonia, but his daughter says he believed it was just his time to pass on.
He said he was ready to go, and he was out of bed, and he was sitting here outside of his room, and he was very happy, smiling and being very happy. But he kept telling the doctor that he was ready to go home, and he was sharing with people around him. He was sharing a spiritual experience that his work on earth was done and the Lord was taking him home soon.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.